On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Anti-corruption officers in France investigating the awarding of the World Cup to Qatar have arrested former UEFA president Michel Platini. He was among those who made the controversial decision back in 2010 and has always denied any wrongdoing. Elsewhere this lunchtime, former Tory leadership candidate Andrea Leadsom has announced she's backing Boris Johnson to be the party's next leader. A fresh round of voting takes place later, where the remaining six candidates need to gain at least 33 votes to stay in the running. De facto Deputy Prime Minister David Lidington is supporting Rory Stewart.
I think that there is a yearning in this country for political leaders who tell it straight to people, who are honest about the difficulties and challenges that lie ahead.
KMFM News.
A case of listeria at a Kent hospital has been spoken about in the Commons. A 38-year-old mum is one of several people across the country to contract the bug after eating pre-packaged sandwiches and salads linked to the same supplier. She picked it up at Ashford's William Harvey. The town's MP, Damien Green, has questioned the health secretary about what's being done.
In terms of the specific safety aspect of this, rather than the wider nutritional inquiry, what's the timescale for coming to some kind of conclusion so that people can be reassured that hospital food is actually safe?
Well, Matt Hancock says at the moment they're focusing on preventing further cases, but there will be a review. Five people have died elsewhere in England. A Medway woman who conned a widow out of nearly £150,000 has been jailed for almost 3.5 years. Rosie Gruel from Rochester Crescent in Hoo talked the victim into handing over the money, promising it would be invested in a flat in Greenhithe. A 43-year-old spent the cash on two holidays abroad instead and blamed her late partner for being the brains behind the scam. KMFM's been told the government needs to recognise the vital work being done by children's hospices. This week is dedicated to raising awareness of the services they provide to families with children who are living with terminal illnesses and life-limiting conditions. Damalzer Hospice Care in Sittingbourne relies on millions of pounds from fundraising. Ryan Campbell is their chief exec.
Hospices are in a position now where, you know, we're not just doing nice things, we're doing essential things and vital things. Without the support that we're able to give the families who use our services, certainly for aspects of their lives, they just wouldn't be able to cope. They literally wouldn't be able to cope. And if we weren't here, that would mean a really quite large bill for the NHS and other statutory services. So really it isn't right that the amount of care we can give is dictated by the number of people who run the London Marathon or whatever it may be. And we're calling on the government at the minute to take a serious look at how children's palliative care is funded and how hospices are funded.
You can hear more of our interview with Ryan at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
There's uncertainty this lunchtime over the future of a multi-million pound project to transform part of Tunbridge Wells. The Calverley Square development, which involves a new office building, theatre, underground car park and public square, has been met with opposition. At a meeting last night, a motion was passed so the full council will be consulted on whether to go ahead with building it rather than just the cabinet. Just a week after heavy downpours caused flooding across Kent, forecasters have issued another weather warning. A yellow alert for torrential rain and thunderstorms comes into force from 6 tonight until 9 tomorrow night. Greg Dewhurst from the Met Office has been telling us what to look out for.
Some of the heaviest showers we could see around about 40 to 50 millimetres. Only one or two locations may see that amount, so that it will be quite isolated. But that is a lot of rain falling in a short amount of time, so we're likely to see some flash flooding in places too. Some of that will contain hail.
And work to replace the bulbs in 118,000 streetlights in Kent with LED ones has been completed. A £40 million project, which is the largest of its kind in Europe, started back in March 2016. The new lights will reduce carbon emissions. Council bosses now plan to extend the scheme to include another 4,000 lights.
KMFM Sport.
With
rhinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and England are making their way towards a big total in their World Cup group match with Afghanistan at Old Trafford. A short time ago, they were on 217 for two after 36 overs. Meantime, plays continuing at Tunbridge Wells, where Kent are taking on Nottinghamshire in the County Championship. A short while ago, the visitors were 102 for two in their first innings after the home side made 309 in their first go with the bat. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.